You know how you watch a legal drama on TV? The lawyer always has that dramatic aha moment.
Oh yeah, the smoking gun email that just magically appears right on cue.
Right. But if you talk to anyone who's actually been through a corporate dispute, you realize reality is, it's way less glamorous. It is usually just some frantic HR manager dumping a total mountain of unstructured data onto an external counsel's desk.
Just complete chaos. We are talking messy WhatsApp screenshots, massive PDF contracts, half-written diary notes.
Like a dumpster fire of data.
Exactly. And the industry actually calls this factual noise because it means lawyers waste like 5 to 10 billable hours just trying to build a basic chronology.
Wow. Just to figure out what happened.
Right. They're reading through disorganized folders simply to figure out the timeline.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into an interview with Michael Lee. He is the founder of Arsyn Direct. And our mission today is to dissect this administrative bottleneck, which is known as matter readiness.
Which is so relevant for you listening, whether you are an HR manager or just a curious learner, because this highlights how structural inefficiency is just a massive drain on time and money.
Yeah, dumping raw, chaotic data on your lawyer is basically a structural failure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit, because usually when we hear about legal tech tackling this mess, the pitch is always, you know, the robot lawyer.
Right. Some AI that reads everything and just magically writes your defense.
Exactly. But Arsyn is aggressively different. It's more like prep work. Like they're just prepping the ingredients before the master chef actually cooks.
That's a great way to put it. What's fascinating here is that Arsyn explicitly avoids giving any legal advice.
Wait, really? A legal tech tool that avoids giving legal advice?
Yeah, and the underlying logic is purely risk-based. A computer cannot hold professional indemnity insurance, right?
Oh, true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it lacks the contextual nuance to actually represent a client. So instead of trying to be the lawyer, it acts purely as a factual staging ground.
Okay, so how does that actually work in practice? Like a sandbox approach?
Think of it like scaffolding. Instead of just throwing files into a digital folder, the software forces the user through a strict 5-step pipeline to build a relational database.
Let's translate that for a second. What does building a relational database actually look like for the user?
Well, it means every single event, say an employee getting a formal warning, has to be manually mapped to a specific date and then linked to an uploaded piece of evidence.
Ah, so it forces administrative truth.
Exactly.
Like if I log an event saying Bob was warned on Tuesday, but I don't attach the actual warning letter, what happens?
The system doesn't judge your legal strategy at all. It just throws up a massive red flag saying, warning, unsupported event.
Which verifies the structure of the facts before the lawyer even looks at them.
Right.
But I struggle with this premise a little bit. Here's where it gets really interesting. If this system relies on the user to manually map out events and upload the proof, aren't we just shifting the administrative burden back to the stressed out HR manager?
That is the obvious pushback, yeah.
Like, why use this instead of just letting a standard AI scan my messy folder and summarize it for me? Why is this actually worth paying for?
Because a standard AI search tool can only read what is actually there. The true value here is identifying what is missing before it's too late.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the software takes your mapped timeline and compares it against highly structured statutory rules. They call it the FWC readiness snapshot.
FWC, like the Fair Work Commission here in Australia.
Exactly. Procedural fairness requires very specific steps. Did the employee get a written termination notice? Was a support person offered?
By forcing the user to map their evidence to these predefined checklists, it acts like a diagnostic tool.
Right. It translates those statutory rules into a visual readiness snapshot within like 10 minutes. It is actively scanning for holes in the timeline.
That is wild.
And the entire goal is to prevent discovery by disaster.
Discovery by disaster. Wow. Meaning that awful moment when you realize your defense is completely hollow while you're physically sitting in a mediation room.
Which happens way more than you'd think. So the output you get is a locked, authenticated matter readiness pack. Your lawyer gets a completely unedited, verified starting file.
And doing this upfront must cost a fraction of what a law firm would charge.
Oh, absolutely. The foundation pack is $595 Australian or $1,190 for priority. It stops law firms from charging $350 an hour for basic data processing.
Right. It stops them from acting as expensive data entry clerks so they can jump straight into providing high margin strategic advice.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it proves that objective, auditable records are the real silver bullet in corporate disputes.
Tech doesn't need to replace the lawyer's judgment if it can perfectly organize the reality they are judging.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? It's really a masterclass in how forcing structure on raw data early on drastically lowers the transaction friction of justice.
You stop paying for chaos.
Yeah, exactly. It does leave you with a bit of a provocative thought, though.
What's that?
Well, if technology completely removes this messy administrative onboarding of evidence, how will the next generation of junior lawyers ever learn those gritty foundational skills of manually building a case from scratch?
That is a fascinating point. They might skip that learning curve entirely.
Definitely something for you to mull over next time you're about to hit send on a massive folder of disorganized files.